up early and sorting through one discredited leftist claim after another. Happy to do it. It's my pleasure, and that's what I'm here for. You're welcome. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Wednesday, January 15, 2020. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, another $7 billion being set aside for the border wall with Mexico, meaning Trump's campaign promise to build the wall is going forward despite attacks from the left. I guess borders do matter to some people. Number two, it looks like it's game on for an impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate next week, and Mitch McConnell will run the deal with an iron fist, but he made it clear there could be unexpected witnesses called by his side. What does that mean? We'll get to it. And number one, Bernie Sanders and his campaign are in damage control now after Project Veritas hammers one of his Iowa campaign staffers just before the debate last night in Des Moines. And you've got to hear this just to believe this. Now, we're going to get to some debate talking points and some debate sound and so forth in a minute, but this video is just so compelling from Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, of course, and his organization, the guys that are famous or infamous, however you look at it, for going undercover with their cameras and making people aware of things that are being said behind closed doors, in bar rooms, in secret meetings, and other places. Yeah, that's what they're best at. And here's what they found. They found Kyle Jurek. Kyle Jurek is a staffer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. Now, they tried to say, no, he's just a volunteer. Well, this volunteer has been paid thousands of dollars to be on staff in Iowa, right where the debate was being held last night in Des Moines. Here's Kyle Jurek. And he says the reason that Bernie Sanders wants free education, that's so you can send Trump supporters and Trump voters to re-education camps. You see, re-education camps is the only way to cure anybody that would vote for Trump. Because anybody that would think that way is clearly sick in the head and they need to be reprogrammed. They need to be brainwashed and reset and re-educated in camps. Gulags, actually, which, by the way, he also says are a very good thing and they don't get the credit they deserve. Kyle Jurek, a field organizer for Bernie Sanders, and I want you to hear this. From the Project Veritas bombshell, first of 2020. It's bite number one with Bernie Sanders, field organizer. Now, some of it's tougher to hear than others because there's a lot of ambient noise in places, but let's work through it. Bite number one. Go.
Do you even think that some of these, like, MAGA people could even be re-educated?
I mean, not surprised. I mean, like, Germany has spent billions of dollars re-educating people to not be Nazis. Like, we're probably going to have to do the same thing here. And that's kind of what Bernie's like, hey, free education for everybody, because we're going to have to teach you not to be a Nazi.
Well, there you go. If you missed part of it, it's because they a bad word got through there, so we had to dump a little bit of that, but MAGA people need to be re-educated, is what they're saying here. Kyle Jurek, MAGA people need to be re-educated like they did in Nazi Germany. Like they did in Nazi Germany. Now, it's incredible to listen to these people talk. Because other Sanders supporters in the same video, as clueless as they are, announced that they will burn down Milwaukee. They will burn down Milwaukee if Bernie Sanders does not become the Democratic nominee in July of this year. And other cities will effing burn as well. And they're going to target the police. Quick bite number two. Go.
Be ready to be in Milwaukee for the DNC convention. We're going to make 1978 look like a Girl Scout. The cops are going to be the ones that are getting beaten in Milwaukee.
They seem to have a propensity for foul language, too, I've noticed. So much, in fact, we missed one in the first bite. But by the way, 1978, they don't even know their history, of course. The Democratic Convention was in Chicago in 1968. But hey, what a facts matter. We're Antifa. We're Bernie supporters. We're leftists. We're right. We're taking over the world. Viva la revolucion. Party on, Bernie. Party on. At any rate, here's another piece of pure genius. Another piece of pure genius is bite number three. This is where the Bernie supporters, and you have to wonder, where do they even get this garbage? Are they incapable of reading and studying history and learning anything for themselves, or do they just accept the slop that comes out of Twitter and Facebook and wherever else, whatever electronic sewer they prefer? Because the next clown here actually says that gulags were a good thing. We were lied to about gulags. Gulags were a great place, really helpful for the Soviet people, really helpful for Russians and anybody else that got dragged to a gulag, those from Poland and Eastern Europe after World War II, dragged out to the gulag, that's a good thing. I mean, they don't get the credit they deserve, these gulags. So say Bernie supporters, including the staff member, Kyle Jerk. This is a member, a field organizer for Bernie Sanders in Iowa. The guy who's leading in Iowa has people that are openly supporting re-education camps for Trump supporters, openly supporting gulags because they're a good thing, openly supporting burning down Milwaukee and any other city that gets in the way of their revolution because, damn it, they won't have it. These are the people that support Bernie Sanders. This is why there's a Second Amendment. It's bite number three. Bite number three with Kyle Jurek again. Bite three. Go.
There's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, gulags were a lot better than like what like the CIA has told us that they were. Like, people were actually paid a living wage in gulags. They had conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were actually meant for, like, re-education. It's the greatest way to break a billionaire of their, like, privilege and their idea that they're superior. Go out and break rocks for 12 hours a day. You're now a working-class person, and you're going to learn what that means.
Yeah, there you go. Go break rocks. You're a working-class person now. We'll break billionaires. We'll destroy them. If you're successful, if you create Facebook or Twitter or some medical breakthrough, we don't care. We're going to take you to the gulag and make you break rocks for 12 hours. Despite the fact that you might help humanity, you might help starving children, we don't care. You shall not be wealthy because of that. You shall not benefit from it. We will make you break rocks, you working-class punk. And then we'll burn the city down. And then we'll have re-education camps. These are the people that support Bernie Sanders, apparently. Project Veritas, that's bombshell number one for 2020, James O'Keefe's team out there. Be careful who you're talking to. You might just be telling the truth about what you think, and it might just be broadcast all over the world for everyone to see and to hear. You can find out more at Project Veritas. You can find them on Twitter and Facebook and elsewhere. You can see the video. There's a much longer video. It's 10 minutes long. I encourage you to go watch the whole thing. Go see what you're up against. Go see what you're dealing with. Go look at the filth that's bobbing around in the leftist sewer. I strongly encourage you to do that. You'll have a pretty good idea of what's happening then, won't you? All right, still to come, we've got some bites from the debate last night. And my God, there was this most precious moment. Elizabeth Warren refused to shake Bernie Sanders' hands. And then they got in an argument, and Bernie stormed off after the debate. It was beautiful. Coming up right here on the Steve Gerber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers. For complete details.